I hate to break up this little bipartisan love fest that we have going on down here, but members and guests, if you'll take your seats, we'll get this meeting going. So we will now call the State Affairs Committee to order. John, will you please call the roll?
Chair Boyd.
Here.
Vice Chair Grant.
Here.
Ranking Member Waldman.
Here.
Representative Albritton.
Here.
Artelis. Broda.
Here.
Caldwell.
Here.
Cumbie.
Here.
Eagle.
Here.
LaRosa. Rayburn.
Here.
Rader. Rangel.
Here.
Stewart. Taylor,
here.
Watson,
here.
Workman,
here.
We have a quorum.
All right. Anyone in the audience, if you wish to speak before the committee today, please fill out an appearance card and bring that up to the front so we can collect them. Also, if you'd be kind enough to turn off your electronic devices or silence them, we would appreciate that as well. Before we begin this morning, members, I've just got a bit of bad news that impacted one of our family members here on the State Affairs staff. Tiffany Harrington, one of our great staff attorneys, found out last night very unexpectedly her father passed away. So she is, I believe, on her way or there now with their family. So if you would just keep their family in your prayers. As I said, it was unexpected and just a tragedy, and I can only imagine, you know, what they're dealing with this morning. So please remember them in your prayers today. All right. Today we have five bills, so with no further ado, we will begin, and the first bill is House Bill 931 by Representative Kerner. Representative Kerner, you are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Welcome.
And I'm here on behalf of the Palm Beach County delegation, who voted unanimously on HB 931 to move this forward to the full legislature. HB 931 is a fix in our West Palm Beach Firefighter Pension Fund. It's an agreement between the International Association of Firefighters, 727, and the city. It actually will reduce the city cost by $1.65 million, and their fund is currently funded at $134 million. It will increase the firefighters' individual contribution. That is the bill.
Thank you, Representative Kerner. Having explained your bill, there are no amendments?
No, sir.
Okay, so members, questions on the bill? Any questions on the bill? Is there any public testimony on the bill? Seeing none, members in debate. Any debate on the bill? All right, Representative Kerner, you're recognized to close.
I'll wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. John, will you please call the roll?
Representative Albritton.
Yes.
Artelis. Broda.
Yes.
Caldwell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yes.
Eagle.
Yes.
Grant.
Yes.
LaRosa. Rayburn.
Yes.
Rader. Rangel.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Taylor.
Yes.
Waldman.
Yes.
Watson.
Yes.
Workman.
Yes. Thank you. Members, by your vote, House Bill 931 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative. If you'd like to continue on, you have CS for HB 1145 regarding West Palm Beach Police Pension Fund.
Mr. Chair. And much like HB 931, this is an agreement between the Police Benevolent Association and the City of West Palm Beach Police Department. It will actually up the contributions of the individual police officers. Since it is a Chapter 185 pension fund, it is a creation of the legislature, and so it's under your purview to approve these changes. Currently, it will reduce the city's contributions by $1.1 million, and there's currently $238 million in the pension fund. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Kerner, and I don't believe there are any amendments.
No, sir.
So moving on, members, are there questions on the bill? Any questions? Representative Taylor, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And thank you, Representative Kerner. I just want to know the fiscal impact of the savings. Is that both combined, or is it individual savings that I see for the city of West Palm Beach?
You're recognized, Representative.
I'm not sure. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm not sure that I understand the question fully, Representative Taylor, but this contribution from the police officers individually will result in a collective $1.1 million reduction in the city's contribution.
Follow up?
Thank you. Is that for both the police and fire?
You recognize, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. No, Representative Taylor. In fact, for the fire individually, it would be $1.65 million lowered cost to the city.
All right. Anyone else? Any public testimony? Seeing no public testimony, members in debate. Any debate on the bill? All right. You recognize to close, Representative.
Wave close, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. John, will you please call the roll?
Representative Albritton. Artelis, Broda,
yes.
Caldwell,
yes.
Cumbie,
yes.
Eagle,
yes.
Grant,
yes.
LaRosa, Rayburn.
Yes.
Rader.
Yes.
Ringel.
Yes.
Stewart.
Yes.
Keller.
Yes.
Wallman.
Yes.
Watson.
Yes.
Workman.
Yes.
Chepoy.
Yes. Thank you, John. And members, by your vote, CS for HB 1145 will be reported favorably. Congratulations, Representative Kern.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Next, we have House Bill 953 by Representative Peters regarding state contracting. Representative Peters, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And members, this is a pretty benign bill. What we're asking for is that anyone that's going to contract with the state and go through the bidding process for any project that's over $35,000 that they have experience, and that should be the criteria when evaluating those bids. And that's the bill, sir.
All right. Thank you for that explanation. And there are no amendments?
Yeah.
All right. So, members, questions on the bill? Representative Rader, you're recognized for a question.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is there an issue where vendors don't have experience and they're bidding on a job?
There has been some where we've had people get contracts and there has been they have found that the quality of the product wasn't very good and they really did not have experience, and it just should be something in the evaluation criteria that they do have experience in that particular area in which they are bidding on.
Other questions, members? All right. Seeing no further questions, is there public testimony? No testimony? All right. Fine. Is there debate on the bill? Members in debate on the bill? Well, you guys are going to rock it through this today. Good. All right. Seeing no debate, Representative Peters, you're recognized to close.
With those, sir.
Thank you. John, will you please call the roll?
Representative Albrin.
Yes.
Artelis. Broda.
Yes.
Powell.
Yes.
Cumbie.
Yes.
Eagle.
Yes.
Grant. La Rosa, Rayburn,
yes.
Rader,
yes.
Ringel,
yes.
Stewart,
yes.
Taylor,
yes.
Wallman,
yes.
Watson,
yes.
Workman,
yes.
Chepoy.
Yes. Thank you, John. Members, by your vote, House Bill 953 will be reported favorably. Congratulations,
thank you,
Representative
sir.
Peters. Oh, but wait. You have another.
I do.
House Bill 1297 by Representative Peters regarding the Lielman Special Fire Control District. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. This is just a provision that we would, in the last time they passed this bill, they put a sunset in it, and what we'd just like to do is remove that sunset.
All right. Having explained your bill, no amendments?
No, sir.
Any questions on the bill? Members, questions? Any public testimony? Yes, we do. All right. In public testimony, Chris Lyon from the Lielman Special Fire District. Waves in support. Thank you, sir. And Dave Ramba from the Lielman Special Fire District. All right. Well represented today, they are. All righty. No other public testimony? Terrific. Debate on the bill. Any debate on the bill? Anybody want to say anything? Okay, fine. You're recognized to close.
We have close, sir.
All right. John, will you please call the roll?
Representative Albrin.
Yes.
Artelis. Broda. Powell,
yes.
Cumbie,
yes.
Eagle,
yes.
Grant,
yes.
La Rosa, Rayburn,
yes.
Rader,
yes.
Ringel,
yes.
Stewart,
yes.
Taylor,
yes.
Wallman,
yes.
Watson,
yes.
Workman,
yes.
Chevoy.
Yes.
The bill passed.
Thank you, John. And members, by your vote, House Bill 1297 will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What a pleasure to be at your committee.
And thank you for the upgrade in my title earlier, but please don't tell the speaker. All right, next up we have CS for HB 1143 by the one and only Representative Pafford. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now I'm confused, Mr. Speaker, Mr. Chair. 1143 was passed in 2012. The legislature amended the boundaries of the ACME Improvement District to include the Wellington Medical Arts District. The Medical Arts District is an important part of Wellington's economic future. Earlier this year, a review of the legal description found that a property line was omitted, requiring the legal description to be corrected. This bill is really a glitch, and Wiley E. Coyote will not be providing testimony. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, and we were hoping for an appearance card by Wiley, but seeing that is not here, there are no amendments. So moving into questions on the bill, and Representative Caldwell has a question.
Why is it named ACME? Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're recognized, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I asked that question, and I got a fair answer, but it goes back 50-some-odd years. I don't know the origins, but it's always triggered the ACME Roadrunner debate, if there would be a debate in my mind, but it is ACME Improvement District.
Follow-up?
Well, yes, Chairman, I find that answer deeply dissatisfying.
And you would propose?
I'll save it for debate.
Other questions on the bill? All right, seeing none. Wait a minute. We do have an appearance card. I apologize. Dave Rambo, representing not ACME, but the Village of Wellington. Assume they're closely akin to ACME as well. All right, seeing no other debate or public testimony, is there debate on the bill? Waiving debate. All right, you are recognized to close, sir.
I waive. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
That's disappointing, but nonetheless, John, please call the roll.
Representatives Albrin,
yes.
Artelis, Broda,
yes.
Caldwell,
yes.
Cumby, Eagle,
yes.
Grant,
yes.
La Rosa,
yes.
Rayburn,
yes.
Rader,
yes.
Rangel,
yes.
Stewart,
yes.
Taylor,
yes.
Wallman,
yes.
Watson,
yes.
Workman, Jeboy.
Yes. Thank you, John. And members, by your vote, CS for HB 1143 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. That was a heavy lift. Okay, members, while we would like to drag this out, and I'm sure you would as well, we will assume this concludes our business for the day. So with that, Vice Chair moves. Any comments or questions? I'm sorry.
I just want to say, can we do this next week like this?
We'll do our best. So with that, Vice Chair Grant moves we rise. Without objection, the meeting is adjourned.